I would say that COVID is different, at least in three aspects, I would say. So the first one is that it is, to our knowledge, the largest international survey of this kind. There are more than 145 countries involved in this survey, with more than 200 researchers across the globe who are collaborating with this survey. And so why is this important? Because we are applying the same questions to all these countries. And so this will allow us to understand, to better appreciate how different ways of facing, of managing the pandemic from different governments may lead to different outcomes, to different effects. The second aspect is that this survey is translated in 29 languages. And we think this is important to allow people in our country who are not familiar with English, or whom English is not the first language, to still be able to take part in the survey, choosing hopefully one of the languages they are familiar with. And the third aspect, which I think is important as well, is that it is true that there is a large number of surveys out there, but in general, they tend to focus on specific age groups or on specific aspects of physical health or mental health. By contrast, COVID is more comprehensive, at least we believe so, because it is really aimed to address a large number of physical and mental health consequences of the pandemic, as well as coping strategies, access to care, and behavioral aspects, lifestyle aspects. So we think it's really comprehensive, and this will allow us to better understand the impact of the pandemic.